This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramisferum. If you were going to make a movie to impress the internet, what would you put in it? I'd probably go with Cats, Rihanna, and some Muppets. Oh, now,
what's the name? Animal!
That's his name, actually.
David Sandberg went with karate, cops, time travel, robots, dinosaurs, David Hasselhoff, Hitler, Thor, and a unicorn. He set it mostly in Miami in 1985. What's a dude to call a movie like that?
I had a piece of paper, and I wrote down a bunch of cool words. Inferno, justice, like cop force, and just a bunch of stuff that I thought sounded cool. And then I had written like kung fu, and somewhere around there was fury. And then it just, like, clicked, like, Kung Fury.
He's a kung fu renegade cop.
I don't want to hear it, Kung Fury. I've just been to City Hall. You just destroyed an entire city block, for Christ's sake.
I quit.
Now he must defeat the most evil kung fu master in the world, Adolf Hitler, a.k.a. Kung Fuer.
Hitler, he's the worst criminal of all time. When did you kill him?
David Sandberg is a 29-year-old filmmaker from Sweden. He wrote, directed, and stars in Kung Fury, and he plays the cop named Kung Fury. David uploaded his movie to YouTube in May, and I'm pretty sure it's going to end up in some filmmaking textbooks one day. Not because it's a super important, serious movie. It's the farthest thing from that. It's going to be remembered for being the most insanely ridiculous dream that ever went on to achieve such insanely ridiculous things. David dreamt Kung Fury up while making commercials and music videos in Stockholm. No one wanted to help him realize his dream, so like most dreams I hear about these days, it all started with him moving back in with mom.
And people thought I was an idiot. You had this great job and you moved out into your mother's place to like shoot this weird Miami movie in front of a green screen. People didn't get it.
David didn't care. He shot the movie on his own dime for as long as he could, doing all the visual effects himself.
The moment of, like, shooting is super cheap. But it was, like, 2 years, so it was so long, and I had my savings, but those were long gone. It was getting very frustrating. I couldn't afford food, and there was so much post-production work left that I needed help from visual effects artists.
Those artists cost money. Money David didn't have. So he did what anyone in his position would in December of 2013. He threw a trailer together and put it on Kickstarter.
I made this film for the internet. It was very, like, dinosaurs and robots. Somehow that feels very natural.
And unicorns.
Yeah. In the trailer, it's like 15 seconds and a guy flips a police car.
Hey, you got a permit for those guns?
I've got your permit right here.
So, you open your Kickstarter. What did you set your goal at?
$200,000.
And how much did you make?
$630,000.
Game over.
That was so insane to me. Like, nobody knew who I was, but they were still, you know, willing to give me money.
Yeah.
And it was going from such a tiny thing into, like, exploding. My plan was to post it on Reddit and hopefully get it on the front page. That was, like, my game plan. Nothing really happened, so I was, like, really, really depressed. I'd worked on this for 2 years. But then, like, a few hours later, I was on Reddit. Just browsing, and I saw the trailer on, like, the second page.
You are the chosen one.
A guy named Swagosaurus on Reddit had posted it. For some reason, his link did very well. Huh. That was when, you know, I started sweating a lot. And I freaked out. I was, like, sweating, and I've never sweated that much in my entire life. I didn't sleep for a week. I mean, I would go to sleep and I would sleep for like an hour. Then I would wake up and then I feel the rush immediately hit me and I couldn't go back to sleep.
Did you feel confident? Like, finally the world recognizes my talent? Or was it more, I'm terrified, so I have to do this now? Or just both?
Both, yeah, both. I was very happy that the internet believed in me.
Which shouldn't really come as a surprise. David gave every millennial exactly what they wanted. A movie concept that actually lived up to your wildest childhood dreams of what a movie should be.
When you look at movie posters from the 80s, it's like, wow. I remember as a kid, like, this is amazing. And also with, like, old games, you know, old 8-bit games, the front covers would be this incredibly awesome artwork that just looked like a huge adventure that you just wanted to play. But then when you start playing it, it was like 2 pixels moving. Yeah, you know,
exactly.
That feeling.
It looks so much better.
Yeah. So I wanted to kind of make Kung Fury, you know, in a sense, like jumping into that poster and actually get to, it delivers what the poster promises, you know.
It does. It does. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Who are you?
My name is Barbariana.
What year is this?
It's the Viking Age.
That explains the Lysoraptor. Fuck! It went too far back in time.
You need to get out of this valley. This place is swarming with Lysoraptors. I'll meet you at the God's Drop. Katana can help you get there.
Who's Katana?
I'm Katana. I can give you a ride to Asgard.
A ride on what?
That was from David's half-hour version of Kung Fury. He spent all of 2014 working on it. When he finally wrapped up production earlier this year, the only question was how to deliver it to the internet or the most elite film festival on the planet.
Yeah, we wanted to... I just wanted to post it on YouTube and the internet. But then we got an offer from Cannes and we felt it was such an honor that we couldn't say no to that.
Is that the same Cannes? The Cannes Film Festival in Cannes?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's the most insane thing about this story.
Yeah.
Is that it debuted at Cannes.
Yeah.
This went from an idea you had to a trailer you made to a Reddit to Kickstarter to Cannes.
Yeah.
You will be in like a history book one day. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I was not expecting Cannes.
How did that happen?
Well, the thing was that we have heard about that. Then they have like beaches in Cannes where they have like screenings where you can have like a beach screening. And we thought that would be insanely cool. So we sent them, and that's like outside of the festival, but we send them like, hey, can we screen this at...
You had the idea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then we didn't hear back for a month, and then they were like, we got like an official selection letter. It was felt very Kung Fury to have a beach screening in, like in the palm trees. It just felt really cool.
Like Miami, but the most prestigious film festival in the universe.
Yeah. When we had the screening, I was super nervous because there were some films before Kung Fury that was kind of, you know, super serious.
Yeah.
And I thought people would like hate Kung Fury for like, I don't know. Poking fun at the art or film or something.
Sorry I doubted you, Triceracop. You're the best damn partner I've ever had.
I came back in time for you, Kung Fury. Because, damn it, I love you.
The people loved it. They were cheering. I couldn't hear anything because people were laughing so much for the first 10 minutes.
Well, I need to head back to the office. Looks like it's going to be a hell of a lot of paperwork.
After conquering Cannes in May, David uploaded the movie to YouTube. It got 11 million views in its first week. It's sitting around 18 million views now. David's working on a full-length version of Kung Fury, but he doesn't need the internet's help this time. He's got friends in Hollywood, directors, producers, and David Hasselhoff, who will pretty much do anything he wants. Act, sing, dance, all three at the same time. I think we have to talk about David Hasselhoff and how you got David Hasselhoff involved in this project.
So because I wanted to do a second trailer.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it in form of a music video, and we talked, and David Hasselhoff was like the perfect, he was like the first guy I thought of, and I didn't think it would be possible, but David was on board like the second he saw the trailer.
Dominoes falling, right in the street.
How did you reach out to David Hasselhoff?
We sent his agent an email and asked, hey, this is pretty crazy, but please hear us out. It would be really cool if David could just watch his trailer and maybe we could, you know, talk. And he was on board right away. Like, when you meet David, the only thing he talks about is, like, Knight Rider. He loves it. You know, and he's like...
Like, Baywatch doesn't come up?
No, it was only Knight Rider. When I first met him, he was wearing the Knight Rider jacket and...
What?
Yeah, it's
He came to visit you and he was wearing the jacket?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So David Hasselhoff flew from, like, L.A. to Sweden.
Yeah.
In his Knight Rider jacket.
Yeah. How awesome is that?
That's amazing. Thanks for listening to Sideshow. Thanks to Emil Klein, who is Kung Fury's biggest fan and threatened physical violence on me if I didn't make a podcast about it. Thanks to Dasha Lisitsina, Sideshow intern. Thanks to Jenny Lawton, the new boss at Studio 360. Congratulations, Jenny. Thanks to Kathy Merritt at PRI. Sideshow's theme music is by Zamuto. Listen to Zamuto. Sideshow is on Twitter at Sideshow, and I'm on Twitter at Ramisferum.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Did anyone ever tell you not to hassle the Hoff